Hello and welcome to Psychology in Seattle. I'm your host, Kirk Honda, licensed therapist.
I'm Mandy, Kirk's cousin.
And I'm Humberto Castaneda. I am a tour guide in the North Pole.
Our website is up and running, so please visit Psychology in Seattle to check that out. We have a new outtakes video on our homepage, so check that out if you like. And of course, please visit our Support Us page if you want to support us.
Because we're going on a vision quest in 2013.
Yeah.
Please help fund our 2013 vision quest.
That's right. You can send
with Paul Abadili.
Paul Abadili. You can send emails to contact@psychologyinseattle.com. We always love hearing from our listeners. And hey, therapists and other people in the biz, send us your info in a concise email and maybe we'll give you a shout out. And to those professors who assign our show to students, please email us. I found out recently that we're like the Teletubbies of counseling professors because while they're out of town, they assign our podcast to substitute for them while they're out of town.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
People think this is an actual learning tool.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Amazing. Yeah. Hey, you're totally that purple one with the purse.
Oh, Cuba.
Popo
what
or something.
Yeah.
Hello, Lala.
Yeah.
And today's music is provided by Bread Knife Incident, of course. The band's called Bread Knife Incident, not Bread Knife Incident, of course.
Oh, I thought you changed the name.
That's a different band. That's like Wham UK.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
So I thought we would do a 2012 retrospective episode. We would look back over 2012.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, first off, I just wanted to talk about the news of 2012. So what happened in 2012? What are the big notable news stories?
Well, there was an election, I believe.
Yeah.
Some Olympics.
There were Olympics. That's true.
A royal wedding.
Oh. Did something landed on Mars or something like that?
The Curiosity?
Yeah. No, I'm curious. I'm just asking.
Arab Spring.
Was that in 2012?
That was 2011.
That was?
That was like 20
we're
years
gonna
ago.
We're going to edit that
dude.
Out.
I'll keep that in.
Nope.
I'll keep that in.
What else happened?
Discovery of the Higgs boson at the LHC.
Yeah, but important news. Big stuff. Like
what?
That's huge.
I know.
Higgs boson?
No, it's tiny. It's like you can't really see it with the naked eye. And let's not forget that Tom and Katie got a divorce.
And I heard they're getting back together.
Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy, that's
right. The guy who broke the sound barrier falling from 24 miles.
Oh, yeah.
He jumped out of the aircraft thing. And
yeah.
Well, it was not even an aircraft. It was like a weather balloon kind of.
Yeah. It kind of looked like an Apollo capsule.
Yeah.
Washington State made possessing a small amount of marijuana legal. Correct. Right. Which may be the beginning of the state and maybe the country's legalization of marijuana in general.
Right. But that's too much, Mandy. Like, I would put that amount away because that's over the limit.
Too much pot.
Too much pot, yeah. And they also made gay marriage legal? How do you say it?
They legalized gay marriage.
Yeah.
You can get married.
But
can you get married in a church? Or just civilly.
You could have always been married in a church.
I guess what I mean is, will churches marry?
Some churches have been marrying gay couples for a long time.
In a symbolic ceremony. But the part that makes it legal
from
the marriage license you can get, City Hall, you can get that.
And prior to this passing, you could be domestic partners and get a lot of the legal benefits of being a domestic partner, but they wouldn't say that you were married.
Right.
So this says that you're married. Which is great. Wonderful step. People in the future will look back and say, what took you guys so fucking long? But, I'm glad it finally happened. Notable films of 2012.
I just saw The Hobbit.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Birdo and I saw it last week. I saw it again, by the way. I saw that 48 frame.
I did, too. I saw it in 3D at 48 frames or 40.
What'd you think of the 48 frames?
No, I didn't like it. First of all, I don't like 3D already.
Yeah.
Second, it takes me out of the suspension of disbelief because it's like, there's that actor.
It's too real.
So Django Unchained.
Django Unchained, good movie. Yeah.
Skyfall. New Bond.
Hunger Games,
yeah. That was good.
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah.
See, Dark Knight Rises, not as good as the previous Batman movie.
Looper.
Looper was a great movie on the other hand.
The Master, you and I saw The Master. You fell asleep.
Oh, that was interesting. That was the L. Ron Hubbard type
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, one of my favorites this last year.
Yeah. Cloud Atlas.
Did not see that.
That's good. Lincoln.
Did not see that.
Slow, but good. Life of Pi.
Did not see that.
Les Miserables.
Have not seen it.
Ted.
Would not see that.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Have not seen it.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Excellent movie.
Man, it feels like we should pause and go watch.
I highly recommend
10 movies right now.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Very good. Prometheus.
Now that I liked.
You and I saw that.
Yeah. It had a lot of holes, but it was interesting.
Killing Them Softly.
Silver Lining Playbook. It's supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it.
All right. Quiz time. Podcast quiz time. When did we start the podcast? When did you and I start the podcast?
It's not fair.
What month? What year?
I'm exempt.
Just take a guess.
2008.
Okay. That's true.
Okay, so the month.
Yeah.
Okay. May.
No.
September.
Close.
August.
August.
Okay.
Do you remember me asking you to be on the podcast?
Yes, I do.
What do you remember about it?
Well, basically, at first it was very kind of cryptic, and I was very intrigued because you're like, so I'm thinking of doing this thing, and I think you'd be perfect for it. I'm like, okay, what's that? Porn? I mean, what do you? And then you're like, well, it's like I want to do. I've been really getting into podcasts. And you told me all about like podcasts and stuff, and I didn't really. I listened to a few podcasts, like video game related podcasts, and tons of YouTube videos that I watch. But yeah, I've been thinking of doing this, and basically about psychology. And I'm like, well, what would I do? So I need like someone to like be the everyman to just like talk about these topics and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm not the everyman. Certainly, I am a very knowledgeable, you know, wise. And you're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. The point is, I need you. I want you. Anyways, and yeah, so you described it, and I was very intrigued. You mentioned that another friend of yours became the infamous Lita.
Yeah.
Would be interested as well.
Yeah, you didn't know Lita at that point.
I don't think I had met her.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So were you skeptical at all about it? Or were you like...
Well, I was excited about it, but I was more skeptical after we started doing it because I didn't really know where it was headed.
Yeah.
But I was definitely excited to do it.
I had no idea where it was headed. Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I've definitely learned a lot. I definitely know more now.
Right.
But man, was I aimless in the beginning. Okay. Where did we film the very first podcast?
And it started with video.
Yeah.
Yeah, right off.
Well, we did video for the first like 80 episodes.
Right.
What do you think? Where did we film it?
I think it was in your backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was you and me with two cameramen. In our right. back, in my backyard. We never aired that episode because it was so horrible.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, but that's a gold, like, I want to see that gold nugget.
No, it's awful.
I want to see it.
The first one we actually did air is awful, and then that one was even more awful.
I want to see that one. What was it about?
It was just, I don't remember, but it was ridiculously stupid.
Oh, that's
stupid.
Awesome.
What was the first podcast about? What was the first published
one?
Yeah.
We filmed that one in your living room.
Yep. And Jason Neuerberg was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Filming us?
I don't remember.
It was marital therapy.
Oh, okay.
And it was a ridiculous topic, and I just didn't know what I was doing, basically. You know, I just, I was nervous. Were you nervous back then? I was
no.
Real, oh, man, I was so nervous. I was sweating up a storm. All right, how many episodes have we had? How many episodes do you think we've had?
100?
Close.
We passed 100.
Yeah.
110.
122.
Whoa. Woo.
Before this one. This will be 123.
Oh, lucky number 123.
All right. Name the five female co-hosts and give the number of episodes they've been on.
I only knew about Lita and me.
Okay.
There have been other women? Hold on. What?
Yeah.
Other women?
Yeah.
I'm feeling mad.
There's been five. You could almost say six. But
what? Who are these people? Who are these hussies? Who've sat in this chair? How dare they?
Well, how many episodes do you think you've been on, Mandy?
Me? 30?
Close. 34.
Hey! What?
Oh my God.
And Lita, how many That's episodes do you think Lita has been on?
Well, if there's 122 and I've been on 34, she did 50.
28.
You did more than Lita.
I have now surpassed her as most senior female co-host.
Because it feels like you just came on last week.
Okay, well, who the three other co-hosts, who were they, Berto?
Oh, there was Jenny?
Yeah. That's well, I can't,
she
well,
count,
she, I can't, I
does
can't
she
remember
count
you
as a co-host?
Yeah, I can't believe you remember her, but yeah.
Who's Jenny?
Jenny Lynn.
Yeah, we played in the backyard.
How many episodes was she in?
Two, I think.
Yeah, two. Just two. Wow, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the two others?
So, my arch nemesis, Jody.
How many episodes was she on?
10?
12. Good.
12.
Close.
And we had some good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss her. She was a sparky one.
Yeah. You guys had a rivalry.
Yeah. She hit me a lot.
Yeah. And she Amy, did. Amy Melchior was on 3 episodes.
So you are the long running.
34.
Long standing.
This will be 35.
Big 3-4.
Yeah.
You are a vet.
Yeah. All right, so 2012 highlights of the podcast.
Well, okay, one thing I really enjoyed personally was the your little deceptive type A personality thing. Because I felt like you laid it out well. You trapped us. You ensnared us.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it again, and I thought I had no idea where the show was going.
Yeah.
In a good way. I thought like oh, we're going to talk about I thought we were going to talk about personality types and how it works. It helps you in the workplace and all these things. And then it ended up, I don't know if you remember, but we ended up going all this way into like, oh no, it's maybe a predictor of heart disease. And then eventually it was like, oh no, it's not even a predictor of heart disease.
After doing a lot of podcasts, I've learned how to do podcasts, right? So I predicted ahead of time how to go back and forth with you guys, and I laid it out prior to doing the episode. So I felt like it played out well. So other highlights from 2012?
I don't know. Art therapy was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And like, I thought it would be kind of weird, but...
And you had your nervous breakdown.
No,
some listeners were concerned about you.
I survived. I just don't.
How long did you spend in rehab after that?
It was just a very interesting experience.
I still have my painting from that.
You do?
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. You made
my
like a
lion and the
you made a water buffalo or something.
I had a lion in
looked
there.
Looked like a yak.
What? Okay, then it was bad.
It was something big and brown. With legs.
Oh, that was no lie.
Big highlight from 2012 for me was the new website.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Developed a new website. And also, I made a new outtakes video last week. Did you guys watch it?
I did. It's very funny because we're laughing the whole time.
Is it a...
Let's watch it. Hello and welcome to Psychology in Seattle. I'm your host, Kirk Honda, licensed therapist.
I'm Andy, Kirk's cousin.
And I'm Humberto Castaneda. I'm a chemical engineer for the Monsanto company.
Can I just get an audio test?
Hello.
Hello. This is me talking.
Me talking.
No, this is me talking.
This is you talking.
I don't know. Isn't it where you're like... Blah, 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 blah.
So this could actually be a great way of letting out some frustration. How satisfying is that?
Oh, wow. It's great.
Is that a dildo? Mm.
Yeah. Berto, what if I do this?
See what I'm
Does
saying?
Does that make you mad?
It just loses brain cells.
So basically it's an arc
I love
of
that
my
one.
Life.
You wrote a book about the Zodiac Killer, is that correct?
Yes, I was co-author. It was an interesting thing. At the time, I was chairman of the psychology department at Sonoma State.
Thousands of people. Oh my God, look at that!
See?
No, you don't
what
understand.
Is that?
You haven't seen
it's
the
lion. Picture.
It is not, it has
it
horns.
It really hurts sometimes.
What is that?
Yeah, he's gouging really my hurts. Eyes out. These are not my real eyes anymore. Oh, wow.
What is that?
It seems crazy.
It seems crazy.
Like, if you were to see,
I think
it was a lunatic.
That
Don't
seems like a lunatic.
You need something to hang on to.
Is this a doctor?
So, sometimes, Bobby, you and I are teaching classes, and we're right next to each other. And one time, I was teaching a class, and I just hear this screaming of the F word over and over and over again. At first, I thought, oh, what's going on? And then I thought, oh, it must be one of Bobby's classes. So that was you?
That was me.
What is the emotion that you are feeling most strongly today?
Disgust.
Disgust, thank you.
What is this?
Disgruntled.
This was one you didn't go to.
Sam is disgruntled.
Surround us who understand us, where we feel like we can be free and I can make my penis jokes left, right, and center. If it's like this new crowd of people I don't know, then I'm like, what do I talk about? If I can't talk about penis jokes, I guess I just can't go.
Since Dad is my submissive, if I wanted to spank him or tie him up, whatever, he would gladly acquiesce to that.
Like we were sitting there going, right now, if we want sex to, we could totally culture take off all of our clothes center. And dance around, and nobody would even really notice.
In fact, they were noticing that we weren't.
Yeah, that's how crazy it is.
I think you're right.
They're like, why are they not naked?
You look happy to meet me. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Written list, shots nonstop until I see your monkey ass drop.
Pour some sugar on me.
Oh, that's right.
In the name of love. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no.
We do actually.
Apparently
we very much do.
Downtown. We're totally out of key.
Downtown. Oh, Transylvania. You may be wrong. You may be right.
Hot time living in the city. Sexy time explosion.
Underoos are fun to wear. There's something super new in underwear. If you like making love at midnight.
That's right.
No, kids, just say no to fascism.
That's right.
My quest for knowledge on.
Wow. Time I say something, here you go.
That's my painful nipple face. Oh. Right? Can I see your painful nipple face?
Oh, bad hamstring.
And then you stole the object?
102 milligrams.
Damn. Pass. Receiving is the hardest.
There it is.
There you go.
Barbecue! Come and get it!
Woo!
Get
out of here!
So, be aware. If you have like wet, messy sneezes because you're like, I got a nasal thing going on, just keep the Kleenex. Sneeze away. Go someplace and not be like, bleh. Yeah. You know? Sorry. I didn't mean to have a 5-minute tirade on the sneeze.
As a dumper, when you're dumping somebody, I think it's important. Sorry. The dumper sounds so... But yeah. What are you talking about? What's so funny?
This form of therapy came out, and it seemed to be what?
There's a little fuzzy that was, like, floating right towards you.
And did I suck it in?
Oh. Oh, really? It's serious.
I'm serious. Yes. I don't want to whip.
How big of the camera guy just goes.
Here we go. Something like this. You know.
Woo! wait, just a second.
I mean, I have natural control tendencies, so that was there.
Good episode. Great episode. So let's go back to playing our video games.
All right.
So long, farewell, Aida, saying goodbye. I did something, I cheer and you and you.
Oh, that's it for today's episode of Psychology in Seattle. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
I feel like the meat in a man's sandwich.
Oh my god. What am I... What was that? Why was I dying? Oh my god.
You see what I'm saying? We're like laughing all the time. When they show clips of all the other episodes, it's like psychology. And then they show us and we're like, what?
I'm the peanut gallery. I'd like to say that.
It sounds like you're the penis gallery, actually.
You know, you got brought in as the everyman, but obviously I was brought in because I'm the every Mandy.
Every Mandy, yeah. I like
right?
it.
What do you think of the video?
It's great.
It's terrible.
It's great. Thanks for watching.
Does it bring back memories?
It brings back lots of memories.
Past 4 years.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
All right. 2012, we started taking donations. We're still far below the target of $2,000, which would reimburse us for the money we spent on podcasting gear and the internet, you know, fees and that kind of stuff. So if people would like to donate, that'd be great. But, you know, anyway, 2012 was when we first started taking actual donations because I figured out how to work PayPal.
And we're still taking sponsorships.
Yes.
If you want to sponsor our podcast, yeah. I would gladly be your spokes, Mandy.
And if you just wanted to advertise something small, I mean, I don't
or really, big
or big. I don't know how to work that exactly, but we could work out some sort of an arrangement, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, obviously today's episode is brought to you by Pounded Hard Condoms.
Yeah. There as are. Usual. Yeah.
What was the dildo brand you
oh, yeah.
started promoting?
The solar panel. Solar powered.
What? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, the main highlight of 2012 was Mandy's first full year as a co-host.
Wow.
Thank you.
A full year.
I know. Right?
When was our
She started in 2011.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of randomly, right? I think the first episode you were on was an IQ episode. When you got drunk and tested your IQ. Was that your first episode?
I don't know. It was in May.
What did you think when I asked you to be on the podcast?
I don't know. I think I just did it because I was like, oh, yeah, I got time and you need help.
You need help.
I mean, we all need help, but yeah. I was happy to help you.
Because you're not a radio personality by trade.
You are now.
Not yet.
I mean, you told me once that when you were in high school, you wanted to be a sex educator like Dr. Ruth, right?
No, I wanted to be a sex therapist or whatever Sue Johansson was. The Canadian old lady who talks about sex problems.
But what'd you think when I asked you to be on the podcast? Were you like, oh, there's only like 5 people listening, so who cares? Or what was your thinking?
Yeah, that was probably it. Like, we never knew how many people listened. I don't know. I didn't really think about it. I still think that when we do this, it's just us talking in a room and that, you know, doesn't really have a lot of consequences, even though some people do hear it. And you know, sometimes I have to answer for that. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, we have conversations like this anyway. So.
Right. To me, it's just like, okay, we're just recording it.
Just recording our normal conversations.
It just seems very natural.
The podcast in 2012 seemed to come into its own. We have better sound. We have better microphones. I decided to record in this studio.
The sound-treated facility.
Yeah. Instead of in my kitchen, which echoes like a garage.
Like a garage.
I feel like in 2012, I figured out how to do better formatting. I think I increased my understanding of how to produce a podcast. I don't know. I'm still learning, but I feel like 2012 was a big year for that. I started being interviewed on the radio and on TV. I tell you that I was on King 5 TV?
No.
Last week?
I saw the screenshot on Facebook.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Christmas Eve, I'm running around cooking and cleaning my place because my friends and family are coming over. And I get this call from King 5 TV saying they want to interview me to talk about holiday stress.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
So they came over and we talked for an hour. Okay.
Uh-huh. On camera?
On camera for an hour.
Really?
And they used literally 15 seconds.
That's what they'll do, right?
Which is fine because it was probably, you know, the only 15 seconds of compelling material I provided, but still an hour for 15.
Well, what was the 15 second part they used?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was sort of dumb actually what I ended up saying, because it's like, what do you say? What do you, you know, when you get asked, what do you do about holiday stress? It's such a general question. If someone said a specific problem that they brought to me, then I might be able to talk with them a little bit more.
Sure.
I don't know, interestingly.
But you were stressed. It was the holidays.
It was. I actually was.
You're like, now's not a good time. I'm really stressed out.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of making sushi.
But when did we go to record at King 5? When was that?
That was at Cairo.
Oh, at Cairo.
Last year.
Summer.
Really?
Summer. We had just come back
from
the reunion.
The reunion.
That was last year?
That was like summer 2011.
Holy
like
crap.
That footage.
Yeah.
It's from last year.
No, that can't be.
Yeah.
Okay. So episodes of 2012. So in order, baby names and personality. That was the first time I was on Cairo, actually, in the beginning of the year. Multicultural therapy.
That's right.
Psychodynamic formulation. This was an episode I did all by myself. I think this was the first episode that I did all by myself. I was going out on a limb. I wasn't quite sure about it. And I didn't really feel good about it. But I actually got a lot of positive feedback about it. So not that they don't like you guys, but they're just like, oh, you should do that every once in a while.
Right.
Bowen's differentiation. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
Hitler, definitely. Hitler and all that.
The infamous.
Oh, God.
Bowen's triangulation we did. Do you remember doing the sex ed episode with Joe Langford?
Yeah.
That
was very interesting.
His book. Sex offenders with Joe Langford. He talked about the sex offenders he works with. We also talked about the tragedy in Afghanistan, Robert Bale.
Oh, yes.
Actually did a couple episodes on that.
God, that was this year too.
Sex ed phone apps with Joe Langford. Do you remember the phone apps?
I still have mine installed.
Oh, yeah.
Harmful therapies. Mm-hmm. We did an episode on harmful therapies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I did an attachment parenting episode. I interviewed Josh Powell's psychologist, Dr. James Manley. You remember him from last year. We talked with him
Who was Josh Powell again? Mm-hmm.
He was the one who killed his two sons.
Oh, he blew up their house. And he might have killed his wife before then, but they never figured that out.
It's pretty
gruesome.
You remember Dr. James Manley? We talked with him last year about psychopathy and sociopathy and whatnot. And he came back on the podcast because he was Josh Bell's psychologist and he wanted to talk about his story. I did a 100th episode. Talked about ethics. I think that was by myself. Talked about Milton Erickson. That was by myself. Then we talked about female orgasm. Do you remember that episode, Mandy?
Oh, I remember. I remember every minute. It's dirty. What about it?
We talked about it over and over and over.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. It was unbelievable.
Did an episode on cognitive therapy. That was without you guys. Did an episode on monogamy with you guys, with Dr. Paul David, my mentor.
Oh, that's
monogamy,
right.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did an episode on spirituality and psychotherapy with you guys. I did an episode without you on the IF Project, which is interesting. Check that out. We did an episode on infidelity with Dr. Paul David. Voting oppression. You remember that one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I did a review of Hope Springs, the movie Hope Springs, and of Charlie Bartlett, the movie. We talked about workplace relationships. I did a review of Mumford, the movie. All these movies have therapy involved. I did an episode on why we watch disasters, because Storm Sandy was in the news at the time I was on Cairo. We did the Type A personality episode. I did an episode with lawyer and therapist Joe Schaub on collaborative divorce, and another episode with him on the duty to warn. We did our rite of passage episode with Paul Abadili. I did an episode with Cairo on the Sandy Hook shooting. Oh, that's another notable news story from 2012. And I did an episode by myself on holiday stress, and that brings us up to today. So,
you didn't mention, did you mention music therapy and art therapy?
Oh, that's right.
Why didn't I mention those ones?
I don't know.
We did an art therapy episode and a music therapy episode and a drama therapy.
And the drama therapy.
Yeah.
So that's come on.
Wow, that's like 37 episodes or something.
Man.
That's a lot. It's a lot more than I remembered, actually.
No, they were good. Yeah. It was a good variety. Just coming up with new topics after 4 years.
There's just a wealth of topics. Like, the mind is like a nonstop fountain of topics that you could cover.
Yeah.
So, funnest episode, what do you think?
I remember having a lot of fun during one of the sex topic ones. Maybe it was the sex ed one, both because it is an interesting topic. And I remember we had a lot of interesting stories. We talked a lot, laughed a lot. That was fun. Personally, I liked the drama one a lot. Like, that was fun for me because I got to get up and put masks on and move around and do all that kind of stuff. That was a lot of fun. Sadly, Mandy wasn't there, so it wasn't quite as fun as it could have been.
Funnest episodes for me were the female orgasm.
Probably,
episode.
Yeah, that might have been mine too.
And the rite of passage episode with Paul Abadie, that was pretty fun. and again, because I feel like we're gelling better, things are coming together better. Most interesting episode for you guys?
For me, I think it'd be a toss up between the Type A. I think depth-wise, I actually think the differentiation one. Mm. And its follow-up. Like, when we talked about after, there was a latter episode where we brought it back up again because of the Hitler confusion and stuff like that. But that one, for me, was really interesting in that sense.
Yeah.
I thought that the sex ed book was interesting because I got to go through it and pick out highlights that I thought were interesting that... I think I thought that book was useful for a lot of people, not just juveniles, but, you know, a lot of people, a lot of good insights about relationships and just things that people should remind themselves of. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very interesting episode.
PNV?
PIV.
PIV.
Penis in vagina.
Yeah, PIB.
PB&J.
The most interesting episode for me was the interview with Josh Powell's psychologist, Dr. James Manley. I don't know, it was just fascinating to learn the story and to hear the behind the scenes story. You know, he was there with Josh Powell evaluating his parenting of those children that Josh Powell eventually murdered, and was involved with the family, you know, heavily.
I thought the monogamy episode with Paul David was interesting. Mm. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Lots of experience and his own long marriage mm-hmm. to one person. And, you know, just talking about polyamory or people's tendencies or, you know, the history of, like, mammals or, you know, primates or lots of different species and their struggle with it, et cetera. I thought that that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And about just good relationship advice to remember, like, how do you make it? What is important? And, you know, trust and communication and everything. I just think that was a very practical podcast in terms of what can people take out of it for your everyday life?
Mm-hmm.
How can you keep your relationship alive and your partner happy? You know, I thought that was important.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that was fascinating.
The episode that received the most negative comments, the Milton Erickson episode. You guys weren't a part of that. It was just me talking into the microphone for a while.
Can you remind me, what was the Milton Erickson stuff?
He's a revered therapist from the 50s and 60s, and he did a lot of out-of-the-box kinds of therapies. And there's this book called Uncommon Therapy that Jay Haley wrote about Milton Erickson and his work with clients. And if you read the book, there's just some fantastical claims in it. And although I appreciate a lot of Milton Erickson and Jay Haley's therapy techniques and philosophies, I just found that there was just some things in the book that were just questionable. And
you got a lot of flack for that?
Yeah, because this is me supposing, there's like a cult of Milton Erickson out there. There are people who... you know, it's sort of like if you criticized who would be someone?
Ayn Rand.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But it's just funny because to me, it's like he's just a guy who said some things.
Right.
And we can't look at those things critically. And I wasn't saying he's an idiot. In fact, I spent a good amount of time talking about the things that he said that I can appreciate. There are certain things like other hot button topics that will get tons of negative comments are like bipolar. If I ever talk about anything regarding bipolar, I will get I will get many negative emails.
Well, you'll get both sides of the
actually just the negative side. But if I talk about something like, you know, the other topics like female orgasm, or for instance, I get no negative comments.
Of course not.
Yeah, because there isn't a cult of female orgasm.
Do you get like a slow trickle in of comments about it, and then finally you get like this crescendo, final climax,
and then I fall asleep.
Oh,
the most positive feedback I get, the episode that got the most positive feedback was the psychodynamic formulation episode that you guys weren't involved in, right. Partially because in the episode I talked about my hesitancy. I talked about my hesitancy about doing the episode, and I said in the episode, I was like, I'm not quite sure about doing this by myself. I'm not quite sure if this is, you know, so please let me know if you want to hear more of this sort of thing. So I was sort of eliciting feedback, and I got a lot of positive feedback. So I did do more episodes on my own this year because of that. You know, there's just some things that'll just bore the crap out of the two of you guys, and I just don't want to, you know, bother you with those topics.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
There's very little that bores me.
It's also easier for me to do it on my own if it's a complicated topic, because I can sit there and write for a long time by myself and think and then record. And
right.
And then if I don't like a section, I'll, you know, take it out rather than, you know, boring you guys with it. Some comments from 2012, some highlights to, you know, the comments of 2012. Kelsey Walker, a psychology student, said, I'm a huge fan of the show and have listened to nearly every podcast you put out. I found you guys because I was desperately searching for a psychology podcast that wouldn't put me to sleep behind the wheel.
Oh, that's important.
That's a nice thing to say.
Bah!
Oh,
that's to wake up people.
A Saidi, doctoral level therapist, said, enjoy your podcast. You've struck a nice blend of whimsical and technical. Keep up the great work. And a listener from England, actually, who wants to interview me on his radio show in England next week, said just today, I think, I love your show. I'm a psychology student at the University of Manchester in the UK, and it's good to listen to more lighthearted psychology with your tougher bluffs, etc., that sort of thing.
Person Chester.
Huh? Manchester.
Person Chester.
Yeah. And I received a bunch of awful and sometimes unintelligible comments on YouTube. YouTube is like this funnel for all the trolls of the world.
Yes.
Emails I get almost, you know, it's usually positive, but YouTube, I would say 9 times out of 10, the comment is extremely negative and or unintelligible.
Because it can be anonymous, right?
They can do it without any kind of reprisal, and they can do it anonymously. Everyone's got lots to say when nobody can tell who said it.
But everyone's a critic, right? And you get a chance to be a critic.
Anonymously. That's why they can do it.
I mean, because if they said, like, oh, this is a cute video, I learned so much, they're like, oh, boring, right? But if they say, like, I don't know, like, your hair looks like Krispy Kreme donuts on fire, then, you know, people are like, whoa, that's, oh, shit.
That, and it's more likely they say bad things than they say good things. And that just, I think that's kind of just human nature. Like, I'm more likely to write a bad review of anything than I am of, like, a, okay, or, you know, if it's great, super great, I'll be like, I should write a super great review because that place was super great. But more like, they were assholes and I'm going to review them poorly because I remember you. But the good ones just kind of, eh.
It's easier to solicit bad feedback or get bad feedback.
I will give
feedback.
Bad feedback probably more than I would give positive. But you know what we should do? We should try and give more positive feedback in our lives.
Yeah.
To all people and in all situations, to not just focus on sharing your negative shit,
yeah.
But to also
that's a great idea,
be positive
man.
And thankful and, you know, supportive. Be supportive rather than destructive.
You could have come with a warning. If you press play, you won't like what you see.
Yeah.
And you can stop at any time.
Yeah. It's on the internet. The internet is full of things you might not like.
So if you're watching this and you're not enjoying yourself, don't worry
you
about it.
You can turn it off.
You can turn it off.
Yeah. Wow, how did we get on that topic?
Because you were talking about
negative
feedback.
I think it just upsets you that they say such mean things.
Let's go tougher bluff.
Hey, I was going to say we should make New Year's resolution for Psychology in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I'm just...
Let's do it.
It just popped into my head. Like, what do you think we should aim to try and do for next year's series?
Yeah. I have a New Year's resolution and a topic idea.
Okay.
I am going to lose weight.
How much?
Oh, I thought this was for Psychology in Seattle, not like your own personal.
That's fine.
What?
You can totally have that. That's amazing, but no pressure.
This is for Psychology in Seattle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's involve it on the podcast. You'll have to tell us.
I have to. Yeah, that's right.
Every time we record, you have to say how much you weigh.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm starting at 220. Okay. 220 pounds. My goal is to weigh 185 or under by June. Which means
That's 40 pounds
that's
almost.
That's 35 pounds. That's 35 pounds.
Okay, so next episode, you have to remind me, and then we'll check in.
So
that's
we have
lot.
To check in. I know.
That's
it's
a big
a
goal. Don't make it, you know, too hard or too much pressure on yourself.
Another topic idea we should do is about weight loss and, you know, weight and body image. That'd be an interesting topic.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Tougher bluff. Nintendo, in Japanese, means work hard, but in the end, it is in heaven's hands. Nintendo, in Japanese, means work hard, but in the end, it is in heaven's hands.
Tough.
Bluff. That's not what it means. It means, don't quite remember what it means, but it's definitely not that.
I think 10 is heaven. The character is 10. I don't know.
Oh. Well, it is. It's true.
Really?
Nintendo means work hard, but in the end, it is in heaven's hands.
Is it really? Wow.
That's kind of why I thought maybe it might be true.
I didn't think it was such a complex phrase. Wow. I know.
Okay, tougher bluff. One person in 2 billion people will live to be 116 years or older.
One person in...
2 billion. One out of every 2 billion people.
Will live to be...
116 or
116.
Older. 116 years old.
Oh, my God.
Tough.
Is that even possible?
Oh, yeah. There's been.
116?
There's been older.
Really? How old is the oldest person ever?
I think it was 120 or something like that.
No way.
Or 118 or something like ridiculous.
Really? I should look that up.
I mean, that sounds about right based on the stories you hear. So tough.
It's tough.
Oh, wow.
That seems crazy.
It is.
If we could find a 116-year-old person, I would like them to be on the show.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing interview.
Atari got its name from the game Go. And it's an action you can take in the game. And it is a verb meaning to take from.
Bluff.
Mandy?
Mm.
Do you want me to repeat it?
No.
Okay. Did you look it up? Are you cheating?
No, I'm not cheating. Okay. I swear. I wouldn't cheat. I'm going to go with tough.
Okay. You are spiritually closest. I lied at the end. I pulled a Berto at the end. But it is actually from the game Go. It was by Nolan Bushnell, who was an American dude. The term is actually ataru. And it's a verb meaning to hit the target or to receive something fortuitously.
All right. Tough or bluff. Mario was originally called Happy Fun Time Hammerman. Tough or bluff. Mario was originally called Happy Fun Time Hammerman.
Bluff. That sounds way ridiculous.
That sounds plausible. I mean, in Japanese, some tough.
It's bluff. He was called Mr. Video, and then he was called Jumpman, and then he was called Mario. Okay, this is a fact, and then I'll follow it up with a tough or bluff. Fact, love hotels are hourly rate hotels in Japan used for sex by couples and prostitutes. They sometimes have vending machines for payments and keys, so the guests do not have to feel the shame of interacting with a human desk clerk. So you got that?
Yes, that part's
a
fact.
That's just a fact.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Tough or bluff. Before making video games, Nintendo used to run love hotels in Japan.
Bluff. Like the company ran love hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is the timeline.
That would be bad press.
Nintendo's been around for like over 100 years, but they could have started with Love Entertainment. I thought they were a toy company, so I'm going to say bluff.
It's tough. Before making video games, Nintendo used to run love hotels in Japan that are made for couples and prostitutes to have sex by the hour.
But in what year?
I think the 60s and 70s. Tough bluff.
Wow.
All right, tough or bluff. There are more collect calls placed on Christmas Day than any other day of the year.
Collect calls are still a thing?
Who does collect calls anymore?
I imagine they're probably a prison population.
Oh.
Who doesn't have money to call long distance home. Anyone?
I'll say tough. Sounds plausible.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah, that tough.
It's bluff.
Really?
Guess what holiday is the most popular for collecting?
Valentine's.
Nope.
Oh.
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
St. Crispin's Day?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Father's Day.
You'd
think it'd be Mother's Day. People would call their mom, yeah. But it's Father's Day.
Dad, I don't have money, but hey, happy Father's Day, because they're calling collect. The droid R4-D4 from Star Wars fame was programmed to pilot an NB starfighter to a safe location in case of an emergency.
I have no idea.
I know. This
bluff.
Is unfair. Mandy?
Tough, just because someone's
I shouldn't have cheated. It is an N1 starfighter, so for all intents and purposes, it's tough. It's programmed to pilot an N1 starfighter to a safe location in an emergency.
But you were bluffing because you changed one of the letters.
I changed NB, but that's not fair. Like, That's not fair. I take that one back.
Oh, you know what? New resolution. No more of that shit. 2013.
No more of that shit.
All people right. are going to support
I'm going to make a resolution that there's not going to be any more of that shit.
Oh, we're going to cut it out. I made that motion, and it's been seconded over here.
Yeah, we're going to veto. We're
by
gonna
Captain
veto.
Kirk right here. So,
all right. Tough or bluff. Nintendo has been a majority owner of the Seattle Seahawks since 1989. Tough or bluff? Nintendo has been a majority owner of the Seattle Seahawks since 1989. Mandy?
Bluff. I bet it's the Mariners. Because there's always Nintendo ads in Japanese on
really?
The Mariners on the reader boards behind the home plate.
I'm going to go with her. Bluff.
She's right.
Bam! Yeah.
Seattle Mariners since 1989. Majority owner.
Booyah!
Tough or bluff. Nintendo is second only to Sony as the world's largest video game company by revenue. Nintendo is second only to Sony as the world's largest video game company by revenue. Tough or bluff.
Nintendo's second to Sony. Tough. Okay. Sony's pretty big. And Sony makes PlayStation. I don't have any of those things.
So I think that's a bluff. I mean, I think that Nintendo with the Wii and the DS and the stuff made more money than Sony in video games. But Sony's a larger company. It's got electronics all up the wazoo.
What about Xbox?
But just video games.
Just video games. Nintendo's bigger, I think.
You're right. Nintendo is the largest video game company by revenue. Oh. They pull in more revenue through their video games than any other company.
And I see, I know that because I see the amount of Nintendos being brought to Santa for his sleigh.
That's what I figured.
Compared to the other stuff.
That's what I figured, yeah. All right. All right. Mandy.
Mel Blanc, or Blank, I don't know how he says it. The voice of Bugs Bunny was allergic to carrots.
Oh, funny.
Tough or bluff? Do you think that that's true?
Say tough.
Brooks was allergic.
No, Mel Blanc.
Oh, Mel Blanc.
Not Brooks. Mel Brooks.
Mel Blanc was allergic.
And he was the voice of Bugs Bunny.
And he was allergic to carrots?
But he might be.
How could I possibly know? That's tough.
It is tough. But see, it's whimsical. Like, he's the voice of a bunny, and his favorite food was carrots, but ironically.
But how would I know that?
I just want you to reread the one you read us last time.
No, you can reread any of his that he does every episode.
Not everyone.
We'll stand by this.
Many of them.
We'll stand by this.
Half of them.
If the tougher bluff had been R4-D4 is meant to be an emergency droid for transport or whatever, right? Then if you happen to be into Star Wars, you could know yes or no on that.
I know, but
I
you
made
changed
it unfair. I know, and that's why I took it back. That's why I don't fight you on that one. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here. I got a more fair one, but still Star Wars related. The Wookiees, like Chewbacca, right? One of their two languages is Shiriwook.
What's the other one?
The other one is Zaxxik.
I'll say tough. I didn't know they had two languages, but...
Both of you, not very tough. I'm gonna go with tough too.
Yeah, it is. It's Shiriwook and Zach. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right, but they have two languages. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
And they celebrate Christmas.
I was just gonna say that when you said Wookiee, I was like, Star Wars Christmas special, and is son Itchy and
Itchy.
I think
right.
His son Itchy only spoke Shachik.
All right, tougher bluff. Before making video games, Nintendo used to run a cab company in Japan. Tougher bluff. Before making video games, Nintendo used to run a cab company in Japan. Tougher bluff.
And the cabs went to their love hotels.
Yeah, I guess so.
God, I have no idea. Tough. Why not? Sounds like they've done a lot of dabbling. You know what I'm saying?
I am going to say tough because at this point, it sounds like they had a lot of business dealings.
It's tough. They used to run a cab company. Before they made it big in video games, they dabbled in a lot of other ventures.
Well, they eventually got it right. Tough or bluff? Dogs can hear ultrasound.
Tough. That's true.
I guess I'm going to go with bluff. They can hear high frequency sounds.
It's bluff. It's cats. Cats can hear ultrasound, whatever that is.
Okay. Whatever ultrasound is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ultrasound is a cyclic sound pressure wave with a frequency greater than the upper limit of the human hearing range.
Right. Which dogs can hear?
Yeah, dogs
no,
can hear.
No, cats can hear it.
Well, cats and dogs.
Many animals such as dogs, cats, dolphins, bats, and mice have an upper frequency limit that is higher than that of the human ear and can thus hear ultrasound.
So I think it's ultimately...
All right, sorry. Dog was also
hey,
right.
Hey, new resolution. No more of these false...
Hey. So I should have said elephants can hear
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Okay. So...
No, you should have said ultrasound, but emphasized this...
Ultrasound.
And then it was like a Z. Ultrasound. And then...
Oh, I said ultrasound with a Z.
I said ultrasound with a Z.
Actually, you might
there's
have
no
caught that.
There's no such thing as ultrasound.
That's what you right. do.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Honda surpassed... Honda surpassed... Not you, Honda. Mm. The other Honda. Surpassed Toyota in 2001 to become the second largest Japanese automobile manufacturer.
In what year?
In 2001.
I'm going to say bluff. I think they surpassed them more recently, actually, but I don't know.
Bluff. They're number one.
Number one!
I don't know.
All right, it is a bluff, but because Honda surpassed Nissan in 2001 to become the second largest Japanese automobile manufacturer.
And Toyota's number one?
Who's the number one?
Toyota?
Behind Toyota, yes.
That's what I thought.
Honda surpassed Chrysler as the fourth largest automobile manufacturer in the United States.
Automobile?
Automobile.
Lake. Automobile. Big lake.
Boom.
Lake.
So the list in order goes Toyota, GM, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Ford, and Nissan. And then Honda overtook Nissan.
Oh.
Dong.
And
where is the car? Car?
Where is the automobile?
Automobile? No more Yankee, my Winky.
Donger need food.
The Donger need food. Such an amazing movie.
All right, well, that does it for another episode of Psychology in Seattle. Thanks for joining us, and please take care of yourself.
It's been a good year. Join us next year for more good times.
Join us next year.
Right here, like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, bang, bang.
Join us. I'm watching you.
Adieu.